Beaver, I'm so fascinated by this man's story, the guy who's just about to join us. So Ben Brown started his career at North Melbourne, started in what was a really successful period for the Kangaroos, who we know are going through a tough spot at the moment. And then in a three-year period, kicked 190 goals, more than, say, Jeremy Cameron did in that period. We know that there was a bit of a fallout. Fallout's not the right word, but things didn't work out at North Melbourne. He ended up landing at the Demons. And what a 19 games he's had so far for Melbourne.
19 games, 40 goals. 40 goals, 18, I had a look at today. He's
the sharpshooter.
Once again, he's on a hot streak. I don't think he's missed for 3 or 4 weeks. He probably won't like us saying
Don't put the moz on him.
And of course, in the middle of that 19 games, a premiership. So it's a hell of a story.
And on the weekend, plays his 150th, and he joins us on Sports Day. Ben, welcome.
Hello, gents. How are we?
We're good. Little trip down memory lane for you. Can you believe you're at 150 already?
Oh, yeah. It's it has been a roller coaster in many ways. I was having a look, you know, Facebook brings up your memories. And I saw a post from about 11 years ago of myself playing footy down at Glenorchy in Tassie, and that took me right back. So, yeah, the road's been a pretty long and windy one, but I'm very grateful for the position I'm in.
Is Glenorchy, Beaver? I'm just trying to... Is that Mitch Robinson territory?
Well, I'm older than you, Sam, so I'm thinking Peter Hudson territory. Yeah. And they're the Magpies, aren't they,
Glenorchy
Ben?
Magpies.
And we're black and white.
Absolutely, yep. Dead right.
There you go. And now it's a nice, neat sort of 150 against the former club.
Mm.
Your first game as a Demon was against the former club. So there's lots of symmetry there, Ben, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. My first game for North Melbourne was against the Demons. So I'm trying to line them all up. Unfortunately, 100 was against Fremantle, I believe. So I did that one in. But yeah, it is funny. I'll definitely enjoy getting out there against the old mob and back at Marvel Stadium again. Haven't played there this year, so yeah, it'd be good.
Well, Ben, we spoke to Adam Treloar last night. Of course, he played against his former club. Last week, he plays his 200th this week. So your first game as a Demon was against the Kangaroos. Can you remember the emotions surrounding that and how hard or how raw that was? And are you expecting it to be a lot easier? This is only the second time you will have played against the Kangaroos since you changed clubs. And not will it be not nearly as hard to, what's the word, to negotiate?
Yep.
Well, look, it was there were definitely mixed emotions the first time, you know, particularly to be a first game for the new club. At that point, I was just trying to, figure out my spot in the team and playing with new guys that I hadn't really got used to playing with yet. And playing against the old side in the same week, I suppose it was probably a blessing in a way that I could get both out of the way at the same time. But yeah, this week it'll be another great opportunity, I suppose, for the team. You know, we've been going really well for the start of the year, but you know, we lost a few games last year, probably against teams that we should have beaten. Against the Eagles on the weekend, it wasn't all easy running either. So for me, it'll just be about trying to play my role for the team and help us get across the line again this weekend.
Ben, I know it sounds like a weird question, but footy, we're often told by coaches and players, is about, you know, motivation and consistency. How do you keep things fresh when you keep on winning and so convincingly?
Oh, I think our coaching staff in particular are pretty good, and our leaders are pretty good at keeping us on task. I think after last year, we know the emotion and everything that goes into a premiership, and we want to get there again this year. So that's a massive motivating factor, and particularly the fact we won it out of Melbourne, and be great to get to that point again. But a lot of what we've been talking about is the process that went into that grand final success, and that was done during the year, games like this weekend. So I think, you know, we really understand the importance of every game and the importance of building the kind of team that we want to build and the kind of game that we want to build. And that game, as you said, is fundamentally based on consistency and consistency of performance. So it's important we're all putting our best foot forward every week. And it helps when we've got we've got guys in the VFL at the moment that are AFL players really playing in the VFL. So I think in the last 2 weeks we've had three different guys kick six or more goals. So to have that kind of that pressure, I suppose, coming from the bottom means you've got to perform to keep your spot.
Yeah, and there's no, although there's consistency, the ultimate consistency with performance, there's no real fluidity with selection, but that's kind of working for you. I mean, last year you were in and out of the side, but found yourself in the team at the right time of the year. That was mainly the forward line. This year we've got Angus Brayshaw, Beaver, who's gone down back and is dominating. And suddenly when Hibbert and Salem and those sort of likes are available, they don't become automatic selections. And Simon Goodwin spoke, I thought, really well about that this week. So the competition for spots is probably helping.
Oh, absolutely. And we know that, and I think this is a good thing, that no one spot is set. You know, I think it really is based on performance as to how the team looks on the weekend and the selection process. So for us, we know that there's a lot of consistency in the decision-making there. We know that if we put our best foot forward when we're in the side, that we'll keep our spot. But at the same time, the guys playing in the VFL they're really pushing forward for those spots. So, it is a great problem to have. And it's also great that we've got that depth to cover some of these guys who have copped injuries at for the early part of the year. And we know that'll continue to happen. So, it's important to have those guys pushing up from the bottom.
Well, Ben, indulge us here. And I know you're not a selector, but if we could just talk about the magnets for a moment. So can you see at any stage, if Gawn and Jackson are in the side, is there any way you can possibly see the names Brown, McDonald and Wiedemann are all in the same site?
Oh, geez, it's a tough ask, isn't it? And I suppose that's what we've been battling with, I suppose, over the last year. And I get on really well with all of those guys, but we do know that we're probably fighting for, four of those spots out of five. Otherwise, you do tend to become a little bit top-heavy. Look, I'd love to see it happen. I think we're all capable of playing good footy, and we'd be capable of playing good footy in the same side. But at the same time, you know, there are certain realities around getting the right balance of players out on the field. And that's probably where we sit at the moment is how it's been for the majority of the last year or so. So, look, it's up to Goody. If he's listening, give us a chance. But but I think for the most part, we'll leave that up to him.
Hey, Ben, as the key forward that you are, do you have a gripe or a little frustration right here, right now, with a rule that you think doesn't get implemented well enough, or something that, you know, the umpires have laxed on a little bit? That's not me asking you to have a go at the umpires at all, but you know, the guy who usually sits here, Jared, is always on the fact that pushing the back beaver is never paid anymore. I'm just seeing, as someone that plays out of the goal square most weeks, what are you noticing in 2022?
Oh, geez, it's a tough one. This question does come up a bit. And I suppose, you know, I tend to just float with the way the game's going at the time and try to do my best to play it the way it is. Because as we know, that there are tweaks that happen within the game. So, look, I'm pretty happy with it at the moment. If they could pay a few more free kicks for the key forwards, that'd be great. Doesn't matter how. But, look, to be honest, I think the game's in pretty good shape.
And you appear very cool and calm on the field. If you thought the decision didn't go your way, would you right here, right now, if the ball was 200 metres away, politely have a conversation with an umpire? Or given the last sort of 8 weeks, is talking to umpires just too dangerous right now?
Oh no, I think the immediate reaction is probably what's being put under the microscope. I think most umpires that I've talked to, and I have had a couple of conversations, you know, at different times, whether it's quarter time when everything finishes and you can kind of come back and ask about a decision, or say, I think that this guy's holding me in a marking contest. Look, can you have a look at it? Generally, they're pretty good about that stuff. So, I think probably it's that immediate reaction, and it's what's on the telly, and it's what everyone can see, and I can understand that. I think there is still an opportunity to have those kind of conversations. It might just be a little bit later on in the piece.
ahead of his 150th game. Ben Brown's our special guest on Sports Day. Ben, Sam and I both like to think that we've got a fair grasp on footballing history, and we're having a chat off air just before you came on tonight, and I'm sure you've told the story before, but we can't recall. Why do you wear number 50? I know you've obviously been asked about it over the years. You mightn't have had to tell the story for many, many years, but we couldn't put a finger on it as to why you actually do.
Yeah, so I was actually quite late to join my first footy club. I always played school footy growing up and wore my uncle's number. It was James Manson who played it.
Yes, James what?
Collingwood and Fitzroy, so he wore number 30. So I wore that growing up playing school footy. When I went to my first footy club, it was Devonport Footy Club, my hometown. I was a bit late to pre-season because I was playing basketball at the time, and I rolled in, and the only jumper that fit me, it was the right size, was number 50. And so I went, yep, that's my number. And every club I've moved to since, I've asked for it. I thought, well, it's a nice sort of even number right there in the middle, and no one's going to fight me for number 50, so I can have it wherever I go. Yeah, so that's the reason. I thought it'd be nice and clean to have the same one as I went on. So, yeah, that's the reason.
Well, you've kicked 327 AFL goals in it. It's proven pretty successful. And on the weekend, you'll run out for the 150th time, which in itself is a nice even number. Ben, congratulations on everything so far. Good luck on the weekend, and let's hope to see you deep in September again.
Thanks very much, guys.